Our guest today, Willie Nile, is a big romantic rock and roll songwriter inside a skinny, diminutive frame. He has been writing great songs and leaping about on stage since he arrived in New York City from Buffalo and released his first album back in 1980. His new one is Streets of New York, and it's his first studio album since 1992. He's here to play the songs live for us today. The album is all about New York City, but to hear Willie tell it, its cohesiveness wasn't intentional.
The songs for this album, I didn't think of it as a concept record. Mm-hmm. Let's make a Streets of New York concept. But no, but this, the songs, when I looked at the list of songs, and as I thought, well, these have reflect my experience of living in New York for so many years. And I thought it was a good title for it.
Well, it's funny because one of the most powerful songs about it is about people in Madrid, but it seems to relate to New York City as well.
Absolutely. I live about a mile from the World Trade Center, and I was shaven in my apartment. And when 9/11 happened, I heard a noise, like a real scraping sound, and then I heard a groan, and I thought, that doesn't sound good. But I live in the heart of the village, so there's always street noise and street sounds, and I thought, well, whatever. And I went downstairs 10 minutes later and saw the World Trade Center on fire, and watched it for half an hour, just in shock like everyone else. And that week, I was going to Spain for a tour, and I was on, I think, the first flight, one of the first flights out of JFK, and on the runway you could see the smoldering ruins and the horror. When I got to Spain, I was in Madrid, and I was really struck by how compassionate and how caring and how sincere the Spanish people were. Oh, Willie, how is New York? How are the people? I mean, so many, every one of them, I was just, well, these are very compassionate people and caring about their fellow man, and it made an impression on me. So in 2004, when the Madrid train bombing happened, I was, shocked like everyone else, and I had friends there, so I tried to reach them, and they were all right. And 2 days after the event, the train bombing, there was a headline in one of the New York papers, in one of the articles, it said, "Cell phones ringing in the pockets of the dead." And I saw it, and I stopped. I froze. I thought, I hope that's not what I think it is. And sure enough, there were some 200 body bags lined up along the train tracks, and cell phones were going off in the bags. Mm-hmm. And I just went, it was horrifying. And I immediately turned to my computer and started writing, and I wrote a song called "Cell Phones Ringing in the Pockets of the Dead" for the victims.
This is Willie Nile.
It's called "Cell Phones Ringing in the Pockets of the Dead." Blind man begging for a little crust of bread. Rich lady wondering what the undertaker said. Cell phones ringing in the pockets of the dead. Cell phones ringing in the pockets of the dead. Hey, hey! Hey, hey, hey! Mother Nature's looking for the hands of Father Time. He's got 'em reaching for the girl in number 9. She's reading horoscopes, looking for a sign, waiting for the train that'll take her down the line. Hey! Hey, hey, hey! Cell phones ringing in the middle of the street. History's telling stories a sailor won't repeat. Believers and infidels are fighting in the heat, while bodies of the innocent are covered with a sheet. Hey, hey! Hey, hey, hey! I said, hey! Hey, hey, hey! Everybody's looking for what they cannot find. I'm down here on Bleecker Street trying to read your mind. Hey! Hey, hey, hey! Santa Claus and Robin Hood are doing what they can to feed the poor and soak the rich and help the fellow man, while senators and congressmen are working on a plan to get some more vacation time to get a deeper tan. Hey! Hey, hey, hey! Sheena's in the jungle trying hard to keep it real. The doctor's in the alehouse trying to cop a feel. The Count of Monte Cristo wants to make another deal. Dracula's in the kitchen looking for a meal. Hey, hey! Hey, hey, hey!
hey. I said, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Everybody's looking for what they cannot find. I'm down here on Bleecker Street trying to read your mind. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Aristotle's riding on a ferry boat to Mars, while Juliet is creeping through the closets of the stars. Romeo is on the run smoking blue cigars, putting cocoa butter on to cover up the scars. Maggie Mae and Captain Hook are walking down the aisle. The president saunters in astride a crocodile. The Ayatollah swears he is not a pedophile, and the rights of man don't mean a damn here in the age of style. Hey, hey! Hey, hey, hey! I said, hey, yeah. Hey, hey, hey. Cell phones ringing in the pockets of the dead. Cell phones ringing in the pockets of the dead. Cell phones ringing in the pockets of the dead. Cell phones ringing in the pockets of the dead. One, two, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Ringing in the pockets of the dead. Cell phones ringing in the pockets of the dead. Cell phones ringing in the pockets of the dead. Cell phones ringing in the pockets of the dead.
Willie Nile is our guest on the cafe today, and it's a sit-down acoustic rock and roll show. As it It's always a rock and roll show with Willie. It depends on what you're playing, where you're sitting.
Yeah.
I'm listening to that song, and I listen to how you sit down to your computer to write it. But it seems so stream of consciousness. Did it come out that way?
Absolutely stream of consciousness. That's exactly what it is. I just happened to be sitting by my computer when I had the paper, and I would have... I'd write on napkins, paper, whatever, you know, backs of receipts if I'm at a restaurant, whatever. I had an idea, but I happened to be at the computer. And an hour, I just was totally stream of consciousness.
Hmm. Now, I've always seen, you are a native New Yorker, right?
I was born in Buffalo, New York.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
And when I left town as a wee lad, and I wasn't, you know, I graduated from the University of Buffalo, and
right.
I'm still a wee lad, actually, if you look at me, but I went to New York City, and I've lived there on and off the last 30 years. Great city, I love the town.
Well, now, you ended up calling it Streets of New York, and what I love about it is that there's various neighborhoods, most of them downtown, seem to get themselves into the songs, and different... What's so great about New York City is you can walk out of one bar and there'll be certain people, heck, in the same bar, there'll be all different kinds of people, and it's there's a couple of songs here that have specific kind of places in New York. One of them is the song about Bo Diddley.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this from a real, you did see
Absolutely.
Bo Diddley?
Absolutely, and ironically, I'm joined today by my friend Frankie Lee, who wrote this song with me. Frankie wrote a lot of the songs on the album with me, and we were hanging out one night, playing guitars, you know, having a couple of drinks, and I said that, you know, commented I saw Bo Diddley walking near Washington Square. I'd seen him walking down McDougal Street, and I lived nearby, so I saw him, and right away I thought, that's Bo Diddley. He had the hat on, and I went, man, there he is. And Frank said, I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square also. So we were laughing, just thinking we both saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square, and he stays near there when he's in town. So we wrote this song to honor him. Well, we put him in the chorus. It's like a Greek chorus,
right?
You know, around which the world is revolving. This particular day, the day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square.
And here it is, Willie Nile's playing live today.
Oh, the sky it was orange, the trees they were bare. There were oceans of people, all going somewhere. It was just like a painting, a day at the fair, the day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square.
There were heroes and villains, paupers and thieves. There were preachers from TV who rolled up their sleeves. There was much dirty laundry in need of repair. The day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. There were hipsters and pop stars and posers galore. The kind of location politicians adore. And the blind man was laughing, asleep on the stair. The day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. Singing, lay down, na na na. Singing, lay down with me. He sang a song for those who just don't have a care. The day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. Oh, the Salvation Army was lost in a fog as the Emperor of Ice Cream was walking his dog. And the members of Congress were chained to a chair the day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. There were orphans and outcasts for whom no one cared. There were runaway children on a park bench somewhere. There were divas from uptown with nothing to wear. The day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. Singing, lay down, na na na. Singing, lay down with me. He sang a song for those who just don't have a prayer. The day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. As the bagpipes were playing a mystical tune, the sky poured open the stars and the moon. And the arms of the infants were raised in the air. The day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. As the full moon ascended its heavenly stare, two lovers embracing were caught in the glare. There are millions of people who'll say they were there the day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. Singing, lay down, na na na. Singing, lay down with me. He sang a song for those who just don't have a prayer. The day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. Singing, lay down, na na na. Singing, lay down with me. He sang a song for those who just don't have a prayer. The day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. The day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. The day I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. Hey, Bo, that's for you. Jacob Dylan sang on that. On the album, Jacob Dylan was kind enough to warble along with me on the chorus of that song. Thanks, Jacob.
And a great song. Indeed. Thank it's you. Got all those people I was talking about in it. I saw Bo Diddley in Washington Square. Frankie Lee, who co-wrote that, is here playing backbacker guitars, singing vocals, playing tambourine. I don't know, probably something else will surprise me in a moment that he'll get to. And maybe it's because that's in, 3-4 or whatever, but that... it sounds so Irish. Are you
yeah,
Irish?
Yeah. My most of my ancestors pretty much are from Ireland, and I love Irish music. From Black 47. One of the guys in Black 47, Fred Parcells, plays trombone on one of the tunes, and I love Irish music. And I think It's in me blood.
Well, there's sort of a troubadour aspect of what you do. You write great. There's,
well, thank you,
even
David.
If you have to follow between the lines, there's great stories on a lot of the songs. Wanted to talk about a couple things. One of them, I don't think you'll be able to play today, but one of the coolest things on this record is a cover of a song we all think of as a Clash song. It's actually written by Eddie Grant, but Police on My Back. How did you come to do that?
There's a writer friend of mine, Jimmy Gutterman, is working on a Sandinista tribute album, and he was talking to Abe Bradshaw, the guy who heads my label at the label 259, the label that's putting the album out, and he wanted me to, you know, wonder if I wanted to be involved. And I said, Clash in a minute, I'll do a Clash tune. And he said, what would you like to do? And I said, how about Police on My Back, since it's the best song on the record. And so I went in with my band to cut it for this project, which probably won't be out, you know, later in the year or next year. And it came out so good that I just thought, I was listening to it one day and I thought, God, this is too much fun, you know? I'm running, gonna run West Street. The Clash. Monday, Tuesday, etc.
It's
so much fun.
Let's play, because, you know, we're doing mostly acoustic thing here. Let's just play a little bit of it from the disc. This is Police on My Back, the new Willie Nile version of this. Police on My Back, yeah, that you definitely picked a great one and a really nice version too.
It's so fun to play, and God bless the Clash. God bless Joe Strummer.
Indeed,
yep,
indeed,
he's missed
very much so. And that one precedes one of the strongest songs on the record, which is the title track of Streets of New York. It's a piano song. Can you do that?
Yes,
one?
Yes, I'm jump over to the piano here. Give me 1 second.
What's the origin of this one, this song?
I was at the piano. It's another stream of consciousness, really. I was just sitting at the piano one night and at my apartment, and I started playing this tune, and I started writing the song about New York, and I realized after living in it on and off for some 30 years that I loved it more now than ever. I mean, it's dark, it's dirty, it's got the 5 D's, dirty, dank, dark, disgusting, and dangerous, but it's also beautiful, magical, glorious, and I love the cosmopolitan nature. So many people from so many different planets. And planets, underline that. And it's just, I love it. It's my love song to the city, really. I didn't set out to write that, but that's how it came out. And I wrote this song called Streets of New York. It goes like this. The streets of New York, a maze made of iron and stone, a labyrinth complete with edges that cut through the bone. They come by the millions, the hipster, the prince, and the clown. They come 'cause they know that something's going down on the streets of New York. The streets of New York wind and turn in their own crooked way. A motherless child, so reckless at work and at play. Stillborn buildings abound, corporations of steel, long lines at the lost and found, all serve to reveal
the streets of New York. The streets of New York have faces only mothers could love, from rich boys in silk to panhandlers who can't get enough. Drifters ride on the subways, hustlers roam through the night, tourists come back again and again until they get it right. On the streets of New York, streets of New York unfold like a matchmaker's dream. Day becomes night through canyons of concrete and steam. Juliet on the rooftops, Romeo underground, late at night when their lips meet, hear a sound on the the streets of New York have places where two hearts can meet. The west side uptown, or down here on Rivington Street. Meet me tonight by the station. Meet me in Washington Square. We'll drink wine and dance in the moonlight, and I'll hold you in the air. On the streets of
Streets of New York from Willie Nile, the title track of the new album.